eyes, which was fine. But he took his six-piece and didn't want any money back and headed out onto Buffalo Road. And about the minute he turned right on Buffalo Road, the state police was right behind him at that point.
Pennsylvania State Police say moments later, as troopers were closing in, Stevens shot himself in the head. On Sunday afternoon, he shot and killed a 74-year-old man he chose at random on a Cleveland street and posted the murder to Facebook. Police claim a triple killing in Fresno, California was motivated by racism, not terrorism, as they say Corey Ali Muhammad's in custody after allegedly going on the shooting spree across several locations. He's also the suspect in the killing of a security guard at a Motel 6 on Thursday. All of the victims were white. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly,
chilling warning from the Homeland Security Chief. John Kelly warning yesterday the United States is, in his words, under attack on a variety of fronts and relentlessly. Here's correspondent Terry Moore.
In a D.C. speech, Kelly said serious threats range from terrorism to drug cartels and violent gangs.
We are under attack every single day. The threats against us are relentless.
Kelly said U.S. officials continue to be very worried about homegrown terrorism, often involving lone wolf attacks, difficult to detect.
Few of the challenges we face from a terrorism point of view are even close to as difficult.
Kelly also warned about cyber terrorism and said it could have crippling effects on the U.S.
The U.S. military says it intercepted a pair of Russian bombers that came in very close to Alaska. The pair of Russian nuclear-capable bombers flying within 100 miles of Kodiak and close enough to alert the United States Air Defense Identification Zone. The U.S. military saying it sent two F-22 stealth fighter jets and an E-3 airborne early warning plane to intercept those two bombers. And Bill O'Reilly's days with Fox News may now be numbered, as reports are the Murdoch family, which controls Fox News, is holding discussions about whether to dump the Fox News commentator over reports that he and the network have paid millions to settle sexual harassment allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It is 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington is 47 degrees. It's mostly cloudy, a 10% chance of precipitation. Today is April 19, 2017. Partly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 60s. South winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy with a 50% chance of showers tonight, lows in the upper 40s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southwest after midnight. Patchy fog in the morning tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and highs around 70. Light and variable winds, becoming south around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. On Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning. Sunny in the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Partly sunny and 60s on Saturday. Rain likely on Sunday with a chance of rain 70% in mid-50s. On Monday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers, highs in the lower 60s. Temperatures in our area? It's 47 in Raritan, 46 in Quakertown, 47 in Lebanon, 43 over in Battenberg, 44 up in Asbury, 45 up in Highbridge, and way down in the south part, 45 in Kingwood. Good morning, Hunter, in the Sun Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
My baby went to a pajama party. No boys allowed at a pajama party. I peeked in the window and what did I see? 22 girls, oh maybe 23. Linda wasn't dancing at the pajama party. Susie was a smacking at the pajama party.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good afternoon, and the weather today is mostly cloudy with a high near 55. And we are expecting a day that is partly sunny. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly after 9. Thursday, a chance of showers before 3 with a high near 70. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with more chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 45. Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 63, and Sunday rain is likely. It is currently 12:08.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor and I have a practice here in Flemington. I am bringing you Counselor's Chat as a service to provide some education about what licensed professional counselors are all about. and what we do, and also to provide some education about good mental health. So why don't we get started today? I have picked the topic of alcoholism. And the reason that I have done that is it is National Alcohol Awareness Month. So one of the things that I know that happens quite often are people tend to think that, oh, we know everything there is to know about alcohol, or we're really tired of hearing about this problem. When is it going to kind of go away? And it doesn't. It doesn't go away. It doesn't go away because it is a disease. It's like saying, when is cancer going to go away? It's not going away either. It is a disease. Now, I will tell you why it is a disease. It follows the American Medical Association's definition of a disease. A disease is chronic. That means once you have the disease, you always have it. Now, I like to use diabetes as an example. Once someone is diagnosed with diabetes, chances are they're going to have it for the rest of their life. It is progressive. That means if it goes untreated, it gets worse over time. And it is something that is treatable. Diabetes is treatable. And someone stops their treatment, then they go back and they relapse, and the diabetes shows up again. So there's treatment. And if untreated, it is fatal. So it's chronic, it's progressive, and it's fatal. And that is the definition of a disease. Now, the thing is that alcoholism fits that model, as does any addiction. Addiction itself is a disease. So we are in a state where we have a epidemic of heroin addiction in our country. Our country has been flooded with heroin addiction. People become addicted to marijuana. Yes, people are addicted to marijuana. We have, obviously, cocaine is an addiction. We have methamphetamines, ecstasy, LSD. I mean, all of those things are still out there. We have prescription drugs that are addictive, opioids that are addictive, that are prescribed. Oxycodone is popular, Vicodin, Percocets. Those things are prescribed. Xanax, which is an anti-anxiety medication, again, prescribed, highly addicted. Now, that doesn't mean that every time you use some of these things, you become addicted. It's important to follow instructions and try to limit the amount that you take if you are prescribed a medication. Even things like Adderall and Ritalin that sometimes are prescribed to children for attention deficit, and even adults who struggle with attention deficit may get these prescriptions, they also have a tendency towards being addictive. But we're talking mainly today about alcohol and alcoholism. Now, alcohol, as you know, is a legal substance. You go to your liquor store and you could buy it, as long as you are of age. And many people drink socially. And so what does that mean? And I'm sure many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, a glass of wine at dinner, maybe something special on a holiday, or brunch, something like that, going out to dinner, having a cocktail. When it's something that enhances the social gathering, something, you know, we could do socially, or enhances the meal, so it's the beverage that we might choose to go with the meal. But we don't drink to get drunk. We use it as a beverage, and not a mood-altering substance. And alcohol is a mood-altering substance. Alcohol is a depressant. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't mean that it makes you depressed. Excuse me. Even though sometimes people can, quote-unquote, cry in their beer, alcohol is a depressant because it turns functions off in the brain. It depresses them. It shuts them down. So one of the reasons why we have a very small limit for driving and drinking is because you don't need all that much to start turning off a switch in your brain. And one of the switches that gets turned off is depth perception and motor activity. So in other words, if I've had a drink or two, then what happens is I get in the car and it affects how quickly I step on my brake, affects my judgment on how far the car in front of me, okay, may be as they stopped, how far they are in front of me. It alters those things. Not a lot, but just enough to affect our ability to respond. But the more we drink, the more different things get shut off in the brain. It depresses those brain functions. It turns them off. So, our judgment, our depth perception, our speech gets slurry, our balance gets off, so now we're kind of walking around a little funny. It affects our memory. We have something called a brownout where I remember some things. We can have a blackout where I don't remember anything. I can drink so much that I actually stop the function of my heart in my brain. Okay, so my heart doesn't stop because my heart stops from drinking too much. Though it might cause a heart attack, it stops because the function in my brain, I've actually shut my brain down. And one of the things I say to my clients, it's like a, electrical panel. We all know what they are. We all have them either in our houses or in our apartments or condos. The electrical power went out, or, I blew a breaker, I go and I turn it back on. It's the same thing. It's like turning off the breakers in our brain. And that's why it's a depressant. It's depressing things in our brain. One of the things that's important to recognize that the amount of alcohol in a beer, the amount of alcohol in a glass of wine, and the amount of alcohol in a shot is generally the same. So that you look at, if I have three beers, it's like I had three shots of vodka. Or if I had three glasses of wine, it's like having three shots of vodka. So we might say, I've only had four or five beers. It's not that much. And the thing is that, body processes is a little bit slower because there's a lot of fluid in beer. But one of the things that happens is that it takes approximately an hour for our body to metabolize an ounce of alcohol. So if I have one beer an hour, then my body processes one beer an hour. If I have two beers in an hour, what happens is it doesn't take 2 hours, okay, it becomes cumulative. So if I have a half an hour, then I'm actually adding more alcohol into my bloodstream. And it becomes more potent. So one beer takes 1 hour. One beer and two beers in an hour takes an hour and a half. I've doubled the amount of alcohol in my system. So my body, it processes it differently the more alcohol I add to my bloodstream. And some people can drink and get drunk and never become alcoholic. There is a genetic property to it. So what does that mean? Chances are if I have my grandfather, my grandmother, my uncle, my dad, my mom, if they become alcoholic or addicted to any other kind of drug, or show signs of other types of addictions, gambling addiction, workaholism, shopping addiction, eating disorders, eating addiction, video addiction, gaming addiction, all of those things. That's an indication that there is something going on in your brain that may be genetically related, that may, I'm not saying will, but may cause something like alcoholism for you. We also have something that is called psychological addiction. So what does that mean? Well, I may not be addicted physically, and I'll talk a little bit about what that looks like, but we are addicted psychologically. We are using it as a tool to cope with life. Oh man, I had such a hard day. I really need a drink. Okay. It's the same thing that people do with cigarettes. And e-cigarettes also have nicotine. That's the addictive property. Oh man, I had such a, I need a smoke. Okay. So I'm using these substances as a way to cope, a way to relieve the distress. Is that necessarily a bad thing? It depends on how often you do it. It depends on if you've become addicted physically. And part of what happens in the process of becoming addicted physically is our body and our brain begin to demand alcohol. Because we're talking about alcoholism, but it's the same with any chemical. And the chemical could be our own adrenaline. That's part of what happens with a gambling addiction or a shopping addiction or a sex addiction. It's we become addicted to our adrenaline. So it's like there's a switch that goes off in our body that we crave the substance. We crave alcohol. And when we don't get it, we begin to detox, which can be harmful. Which is why we need more alcohol, so we don't go into that detox. So I'm going to take a short commercial break. It's really important that our sponsors have a voice, and I will be back to talk a little bit more about alcoholism and to talk about ways of seeking out treatment and help if you are struggling with it or if you have a family member that's struggling with it. So I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about alcoholism or alcohol use disorder, maybe another way we want to talk about it. We're hearing that a little bit more. 17 million, or 7.2% of adults in the United States, ages 18 and older, struggle with alcohol addiction. 17 million, that's quite a lot. That's 5.7 million women and 11.2 million men. Adolescents, ages 12 through 17, also struggle with alcoholism. There's approximately 855,000. Now, this is what we know as reported. A lot of people, it's not reported. So it can actually be a much larger group of people struggling with this disorder. Now, as I was saying, that, you know, some people can go to happy hour after work, have a drink, and go home. Other people go to happy hour and have much more than a drink. They get smashed, as we would say. We have a lot of words. Smashed for it is one, you know, of course, drunk and three sheets to the wind and all kinds of things that we can say. But ultimately, chances are the people who cannot stop tend to have an issue with alcohol. And as I said, it does become an actual physical issue. So the obsessive part of it, it's hard to focus on anything. Hard to focus at work. Focus at home is about drinking. Possibly hiding alcohol in your home, hiding alcohol in your car, hiding alcohol in your desk somewhere or your briefcase. Always making sure that you have a good supply. Manipulation is a huge issue. And denial is a real key. And denial means it's not that bad because, you know, I'm not a drunk laying in the street. I still have my job. I still have my family. But the reality is it is causing problems. You just don't see it. And the physical addiction is because your body requires the alcohol now to function normally. One of the best ways to describe this is what happens in the brain. So we have brain cells. Brain cell 1 talks to brain cell 2 using neurotransmitters. I will use dopamine. We hear about dopamine and serotonin. I'll just say dopamine. And brain cell 1 makes dopamine and through impulses, electrical impulses, sends it to brain cell 2. And that is how we have a thought or behavior. So what happens when we drink alcohol or use other substances? We flood the brain with this chemical that looks similar or has a similar component to it as the dopamine or the serotonin, and it floods the brain, and it goes and fills the neurotransmitter we'll say brain cell 2, so that the neurotransmitter brain cell 1 is no longer creating it. So when you stop drinking, brain cell 1 is no longer creating it. Your body is craving it. So you drink more. Okay, so I'm going to use that as an example. And part of what happens when you become physically addicted, you need to drink all the time just to be steady. DTs happen when you begin to detox. That's when you get the shakes. That's when you begin to see little spiders on the wall. It's when you have hallucinations. It's when you can go into convulsions. This is why it's very important, very, very important to go and get a medical detox. If you're deciding that it's time to get off of alcohol, you need to get a medical detox. Detoxing from alcohol on your own can be life-threatening. So you need to go to a hospital or a detox. You can go online and just Google detoxes in New Jersey to find out where you can go for a detox if you are noticing that you are having this issue. And remember, alcoholism is progressive. So you might say, well, I'm not that bad. But I do notice every day when I come home from work, I drink a bottle of wine. And while I'm at work, I'm looking forward to going home and having that bottle of wine. I mean, I'm not that bad. You know, I'm not drinking vodka yet. Or I've been drinking vodka and I'm switching up because, you know, I'm thinking maybe the vodka's a problem, so I'm going to have some wine instead. It's really important, and I can't underscore this enough, that alcoholism is a disease. Addiction is a disease, and we really, really need to remove the stigma about it and around it. So when we see things on Facebook and videos and whatnot of people being drunk and stumbling around and being high and, oh, look how funny they're behaving. Would we do that and laugh at people like that who have cancer? No, we wouldn't. Would we do that to people who are walking and stumbling around because they have MS or because they have some other kind of neurological disease, maybe Parkinson's? Oh, look at them. Funny. Look at how they're shaking. Ha ha. No, we don't do that. But we do that with alcohol and other drugs. And it's very important that we begin to look at alcoholism as a disease. It is a disease. Only a small percentage of alcoholics end up on the street. And sometimes alcoholism goes along with other disorders. In other words, people are self-medicating. Depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, attention deficit disorder. These things can lead to the use of alcohol through self-medication, with the consequence of then becoming an alcoholic. So it's really important that you are educated. And if you have alcoholism in your family, it's very important that you and your children are educated about the disease of addiction. Notice, if your tolerance goes up, what do I mean by that? Well, tolerance means I used to have one drink and get a little buzz. Now, It takes 3 drinks to get a little buzz. Now it takes 5 drinks to get a little buzz. I find that I need to drink something harder, so I went from beer to a harder liquor like whiskey or scotch or vodka to get a buzz. My tolerance, I can tolerate it more. And I need more to feel that buzz or to feel like I'm getting drunk. I may notice that I have some withdrawal symptoms in between drinking. So that's the shakes, really craving it, thinking about it all the time. I may recognize that I'm losing control over how much or how often I consume alcohol. I might wish to stop drinking, but I just can't seem to. And my focus on alcohol could become so strong that I neglect my job, my family, my friends, my hobbies. Heck, drinking is my hobby. And even though you may recognize problems as related to your drinking, you may still continue to drink. These are all signs. That you may be struggling with alcoholism. One of the things that they say about alcoholism is that it's cunning, it's baffling, and it's powerful. So it means it's sneaky, and it can creep into your life in really subtle ways that you don't even notice. It can begin with peer pressure, or job pressure, or family pressure, or, as I said, might be self-medicating for some other areas and some other things going on in my life that I may not even be aware of. It's amazing how many times I will hear someone say, "When I started drinking, I was finally able to get on the dance floor. I finally felt like a normal person. My low self-esteem no longer affected me." Now, if you recall, one of the things I said is it's a depressant. So my inhibitions get turned off and I feel better. I feel like I could be one of the guys or one of the gals. But ultimately, it can become a major addiction. And there are times when people will say, "I was addicted really quickly after I started to use alcohol." In general, however, it can be a long-term progression. So I may be a partier at school, at college, you know, going to keg parties and whatever they do these days. And then I graduate school and I still hang out with my friends and we still drink and I go to happy hour after I find a job because isn't that what we do? And, you know, it's a process. I may still have a career. I may still get married. I may still have kids. But by the time I'm 45 or 50, I may be a full-blown alcoholic. And these days, just a pure alcoholic seems to be less common because many people do combine drugs with alcohol. So nicotine enhances the function of alcohol, and alcohol enhances the function of nicotine. So it's not uncommon that an alcoholic is a smoker or using marijuana with alcohol, or heroin, or for many people who may be into cocaine and addicted to cocaine, the alcohol helps bring you down, the cocaine brings you up, and so you're using them in that way. Remember, it's really important to recognize that alcoholism is a disease. It is a disease. something that we do not and should not laugh at. It is not funny. It ruins people's lives. And for every one alcoholic, approximately 10 other people are affected. Co-workers, children, spouses, parents, friends. Even strangers. So the more you're educated and the more you begin to take this as a serious issue, the more we can start helping those 17 million people who are struggling with this disease. So I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I will be back shortly with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altam, your host for today's program.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington, New Jersey. And I've been in the field of counseling for over 30 years. The first half of my career was working in the drug and alcohol field. And currently, I still work with a lot of people who are entering recovery from addiction. And I also work with people struggling with depression and anxiety, trauma, obsessive-compulsive disorders, codependency, adult children of alcoholics and dysfunction, grief and loss, anger management, many things. And I offer a lot of support and provide tools for coping and use a lot of cognitive behavioral therapy, amongst other things, in my practice. And you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's altarole with 2 L's, counselor.net. You can also Google find a counselor, and I will come up under Psychology Today or Theravive. And you can find out more about what I do in that way. If you are interested in making an appointment, please, by all means, call me or contact me. My number is 908-237-2899. 908-237-2899. I do not keep a waiting list. So if you are interested in making an appointment, please give me a call. In addition, if you have a comment that you would like to make about my show, if you have a topic suggestion, please also love to hear from you. You can follow Counselors Chat on Facebook. Just look up Counselors Chat, like the page, make a comment. And not only that, but on Counselors Chat, you can look at all of the past shows that I've done and correspond the show with the archive on 100inchamberradio.com. And I have many, many different topics. Excuse me. So today I am talking about alcoholism and the fact that April is Alcoholism Awareness Month. So I'm bringing some awareness to you concerning alcohol and alcoholism. And one of the concerns that I have is that we do tend to not think of it as a disease, and it really, really is a disease. It's not funny. It destroys lives. Not just the life of the person who's struggling with the disease, but the life of the people around them, their coworkers and friends and family, their children. It's painful. It's not funny. Sometimes people get into recovery through different means. Sometimes people are arrested or get a DUI and they recognize that they are having a problem. You know, they go to some classes and they're mandated to an alcoholism recovery program like Alcoholics Anonymous, and they listen. And they go, wow, you know what? I kind of identify. I kind of sound like these people. Maybe I have a problem. And that can be the way people enter treatment. In addition, sometimes people become violent because of alcohol. And as a consequence, police are called in, somebody's arrested, and again, they may be mandated to a treatment program. Sometimes people are hospitalized. They don't even realize what's going on. And it's a problem with alcohol. But they may have other signs, such as problems with their esophagus, their stomach, their liver, their pancreas. Just to name a few things, which may indicate a problem with alcohol. Domestic disputes happen because of alcohol. You may lose your job because of alcohol. Be in a car accident, fall down the stairs. Many, many different ways of having an accident because of alcohol. Your children may end up in child custody. You may be going through a divorce. There may be all kinds of things that may begin to show you signs that you are struggling with alcoholism. And sometimes what will happen is the family will do an intervention. Now, an intervention, you've seen, many people might see it on, there's a show, and it does a pretty decent job of showing you how an intervention works. I've done interventions for some of my clients. And it takes some time to set an intervention up and find a place with an empty bed to get someone into detox, but they can work, and they can help people break through the denial, as denial is a symptom, because alcoholism has symptoms. Denial is one of them. As I said, it is not good to enter a treatment program. I mean, it's not good to detox on your own. You really need to go to a detox, a medical detox, because it can be deadly. Approximately 10% of people who try to stop drinking on their own die. So it's really important that if you recognize you're having a problem with alcohol, that you find a medical detox. Generally speaking, after a detox, which may be 3 to 5 days, depending upon how severe your alcoholism, you then generally would go to a rehabilitation program or a recovery program. Now, some of these programs are inpatient. They can be 14 days or 28 days, depending upon what your insurance will pay for. And sometimes they are outpatient programs where you go during the day and you get to go home at night. And these programs work if you are open and willing to learn. And I will say that because denial is one of the issues, you sit and you listen and you go, well, it wasn't that bad. It doesn't apply to me. I don't really have a problem. This was just that one fluky time that I got caught. I have to be more careful to see to it that I don't get caught. So it's really important if you are arrested or have a DWI, or if you are sitting in some kind of program, education program, because you've been court mandated, chances are you really do have a problem and you need to open your ears and listen because it is a disease. Now, one of the things that I do know is that, generally speaking, going to a three to five day detox and getting to go home and not having follow-up treatment is generally not sufficient. Now, sometimes people are willing to go to something like Alcoholics Anonymous or a sober recovery program voluntarily and go to meetings. Sometimes people say, I'm going to go to church or some other religious affiliation they might go to. And some of those things work for a small percentage of people. Other people really do need to go to rehab and become rehabilitated. One of the things that would need to happen is that because it's a disease, because it's chronic, because once you are an alcoholic, you will always be an alcoholic, is you need to maintain some level of treatment in your life. Because one of the symptoms of alcoholism is relapse. 40 to 60% of people relapse. That's a lot of people. Now, statistics will show that if you go to something like Alcoholics Anonymous and you combine it with counseling, your chance of relapse drops significantly. Why would that be? Well, if I'm struggling with depression and I'm going to AA and I'm not doing anything about the depression, I may relapse. Or if I'm having family problems, I may relapse. Or if I'm codependent, I don't know it, I may relapse. If I am an adult child of an alcoholic, and I myself am an alcoholic, I may need counseling because AA may not be sufficient. It's really important to know that alcoholism is not curable, but it is manageable with therapy and ongoing support. Very important to get that support. It's easy to say, well, I'm no longer drinking, but I have not really changed some of my behaviors. So we would call that a dry drunk. So I don't have the alcohol in my system, but I'm still acting and behaving towards others in a way that is not very sober. And one of the things that I do like to say to clients that are struggling with and in recovery, that there is, you know, we hear clean and sober. There's a difference. Clean means I go take a pee test and I have no alcohol in my system. My system is clean of alcohol or other drugs. Sober is the way I live my life. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't have fun and be silly and frivolous and have a good time. It means I do it in a way where I am clean and I do it responsibly. One of the things that is often happens within treatment programs and programs like AA and those kinds of things, is that we do have to make an amend. An amend is a fix. It's not a an apology, where I actually go and I make changes. I fix it. I change my behavior. That is the sober aspect. I change my behavior. I'm honest and I'm trustworthy and I'm loyal to the people in my life and I'm caring and I show empathy. I'm no longer selfish and controlling. I'm a good worker at my job. Okay? Those kinds of things. If, because relapse tends to be high, if you do relapse, that doesn't mean, and we could even say some for some people, it's a slip. Oh my gosh, I had a drink. Go right back into recovery. Relapse is, oh my gosh, I had a drink. Oh, well, I fell off the rag and I'm just going to keep drinking. So the thing is that you have to tell people. You have to tell your sponsor. Really important to get someone who's going to sponsor you through recovery. I'm thinking about using. AA is about people helping people. And it's anonymous so that it makes it safe for you. And it's anonymous meaning not so much that I'm not going to tell someone that I'm an alcoholic. It's really about I'm not going to tell somebody that I saw, I don't know, somebody else that we all know in AA. I'm keeping them safe by not talking about the people in my group. But if I want to talk about my own struggle with alcoholism, I can do that. Doesn't mean I don't talk about it. And again, I want to emphasize it's really important to talk about it. Because one of the things we know is when we keep things secret, they can become worse. So there's so many things about alcoholism. You can go online, the AmericanAddictionCenters.org, and it has a great description of alcoholism, its hidden costs, the way it affects you, the way it affects families. Family members go to Al-Anon meetings, so they're for friends and family members who work on things like codependency and how to stop enabling and caretaking and self-care and building self-esteem. Spirituality is also an aspect, just not even touching on that in enough time for today. But spirituality is about sense of connection. And, you know, here's the thing that's interesting. You go by and you see Bob's Liquor and Spirits. Call it spirits. So spirituality is about connecting with myself in a sober way, connecting with people around me, and connecting with either a higher power, the universe, nature, however you want to look at it, to feel more grounded and more centered. And ultimately, recovery really is about recovering yourself from the drugs and the alcohol to live a sober, clean, and healthy life. So I hope this was useful, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altman, your role, your host for today's program. And as I said earlier, you can find me on the web at www.alterolcounselor.net. That's Alterol with two L's, counselor.net. And please, by all means, friend me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. Have a good week and a sober week. We'll be back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at